Join Tammy Adams, intuitive life coach and spiritual healer, as she teaches, empowers, and guides you on an intuitive level. She will help you to become open to the often hard-to-face reality of your past karma that is carried into your present-day core problems and blockages. Tammy is here to deliver the messages from our angels. Every show delivers the information that the angels need you to receive. She's here to help you to start learning the truth. Tammy will teach you how you can begin or enhance your spiritual practice. She will lead you in guided meditations, giving you the tools to start understanding your own soul, spirit, and body. What is karma? Is karma real or imagined? Can you clear up bad karma from your past? How? All these questions and more will be addressed by Tammy through her gifted communication with angels and her spiritual skills.
Good morning to everyone. It is such a beautiful, glorious, amazing, spectacular day today. It is wonderful to be able to be here for all of you to just give you guys messages and be able to join together in learning about karma, emotions, soulmates, and whatever subject that the guardian angels and I come up with. Today, I had a suggestion of what to talk about, and I actually thought it was pretty interesting. I was like, huh, that's actually a good subject. I've talked about it, but it's added in many other subjects that I talk about, whether it's soulmate, whether it's twin flame, whether it's purpose. You know, this is something that has been mentioned within that subject, but having me talk just straight about what is life about, which is our subject today. Our subject today is, what is life about? What is it really about? And I was just sitting there and I had a suggestion for someone, you know, someone was telling me to write about this. And I was like, I like that. Now, I like it because life is a gift. And to me, life is so precious and life is so significant. And it is something that I really hold dear to myself. I don't do it all day long, but I love to, you know, just be aware and slow down for a moment and look at the earth, or slow down for a moment and look at the people that are surrounding me. All day long, I allow myself to be aware, thank God, that's something too hard to do. But that's something that I've really focused on, is learning how to be aware of my surroundings, of my emotions, of my desires, my feelings, love I have, my energy, just all the things that are about me and the people that are around me. And life is about so much more than what we think it is. And today, I want to really help you understand, because many people ask me, you know, I even had this, you know, yesterday I had a client that I was working with and he goes, but Tammy, what is life really about? You know, why am I here? And I was talking to him and I explained to him and I said, life is not about you suffering. Life is not for you to be here so you can struggle and so you can have sadness and pain. Life is about happiness. Life is about much, much, much more than that. And I believe that in my whole heart and soul. I really, truly believe this. So when many people ask you, after hearing this radio show, now you can help them by giving them the answers that I will give you in this show. We allow ourselves to truly in my opinion, have the greatest gift that we can have, which is called life. We don't allow ourselves to take advantage of the opportunity and the gifts that are given to us of life. Why we don't take advantage of that gift is because we are so focused on allowing ourselves to fit in with everyone else, with everyone else's opinion, with everyone else's judgment, with everyone else's expectations, what everyone else's dream of what life is about supposed to be, whether it's a certain status, a certain look, a certain thinness, a certain partnership. It's amazing, you know? Like, it was funny, I had a client that I was dealing with just recently, and just talking to her, very recent, and she was like, well, you know, it's like the new thing, it's the new thing to be gay these days, so I'm going to try out being lesbian for a while and see how that works out. I mean, it really grosses me out to be with women, but, you know, it's becoming really popular to be gay now, so I'm just going to do that, and I'm going to see how it works out, and then if not, then I'm going to go back to being with the male because I really enjoy that male companionship. And my jaw kind of dropped a little bit, and I was like, wait a second, what do you mean it's popular? You know, being in a relationship has nothing to do with being popular. Being in a relationship is supposed to be something that's heartfelt. It's supposed to be something that we have passion for. You don't choose a certain type of person to be with, whether male, female, same sex, I don't care what your preference is. You don't choose that person because it's popular, because it gets you in the in crowd. It makes you look good. And when I heard this, and this person's confiding in me and telling me exactly how this has been going on, I'm like, wow, what in the universe? Like, what is happening? How in the universe can we allow ourselves to get to a point, get to a level where we let love be an act? We let passion be false. We don't want to be with a person, but we do this so we can be popular? That really makes my heart very sad for all of us, because that is not what life is about. That is not the reason why that we are born. That has nothing to do with the meaning of life. The meaning of life. What is the meaning of life? Do you think about that? Do you really sit down and think, what's the meaning of life? Why are we here? I think about that all the time when I work with people. When I work with people, my focus is really, truly trying to help get you to exactly where you need to be, helping you to open the door towards the path and the purpose that you're here to accomplish. Why are you here? What is your purpose? What is the meaning of your life? All of us are different. Every single one of us are different. I'm very passionate. I'm very confident in being able to help you to reach that goal. Because I believe the more we allow ourselves to truly continue to push towards getting on that path and really connecting with where we're supposed to be, and being on our path of our purpose and where we were intended to be walking, we will then start changing and transforming our planet into a more positive energy. See, we often forget that energy really does truly exist. It's real. And it exists very, very, very much so. And we need to allow ourselves to realize that life is all about being in balance. Life is about being connected. Being in balance of our chakras and energy point levels within our body. Being in balance with our emotions and who we are. Being in balance of speaking, walking, living, eating, sleeping our truth. Life is about so much more. It is about so much more. And you who are listening right now, you who are here, paying attention, taking notes, hearing these messages, think about it for just a moment. Are you here listening to this message? Are you here because it's just a coincidence? Or are you listening because your guardian angels and spirit guides are trying to reach out and give you a very powerful, very significant, and amazing message? I believe everything happens for a reason, negative and positive. Everyone that knows me knows I say this. Whether it's a negative or whether it's a positive, it is absolutely something that is amazing. Because it's a lesson. It's a lesson we needed to learn and something that we had to go through. But as we go through those lessons, pay attention to what they are so that you can allow yourself to continue to grow, right? To me, that's very significant. So what is life about? What's the meaning of life? Like, what is the meaning? Why are we here? Think about that for a moment. Why are we on this planet? Why are we here? What is life about? When I think of life, I think of happiness. I think of all the joy and all the beautiful things that I want to experience. I think of how thankful I am for the gift of being able to have my children that I was told I would never have by God knows how many doctors. I'm thankful for being alive, even though I've been told that I was supposed to die and I'm not supposed to be here. I'm thankful for being able to breathe clean air. Why are we here? Think about that during this commercial.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. Om Times.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Join Vibe Nation radio host, international psychic medium, Carrie Turcotte, as she guides her listeners to rediscover themselves by accessing the keys of knowledge that already exist within. Each week's show is divinely orchestrated to intertwine with the universal energies, allowing the listeners to go deeper within. At the end of each show, Carrie will tap into the energies of the listeners and give a message from spirit about the upcoming week. If you really want to get to know who you truly are, join Carrie each Monday at 3 p.m. on Vibe Nation Radio.
Have you ever wondered why you were born? What is the purpose of your existence on this planet? Life can't just be about paying bills and spending 8 hours a day at a job that makes you miserable. Haven't you ever wanted your life to have meaning and purpose? Well, intuitive life coach and spiritual healer Tammy Adams can help you. She's been working with people for over 30 years all over the world, helping them to start living their life's purpose. Her exclusive clients have been able to live their dreams, break down the barriers that have been holding them back, and truly have happiness, love, and joy. For the first time ever, she is making her Life Purpose Program available to you. Are you ready to pursue your dreams? Are you ready to have self-love, self-confidence, and self-worth? Are you finally ready to have love, joy, peace, and fulfillment? If you're ready to invest in yourself and commit to making a change in your life, then call Tammy Adams today at 916-930-0781 and ask about her Life Purpose Program. Schedule your discovery session with Tammy to find out if this is the program, to find out if this program is right for you. Stop hesitating to pursue your happiness. You deserve to live a happy and fulfilling life, and Tammy is here to help you get there. So, call today and ask about her Life Purpose Program. That number again is 916-930-0781. God bless.
Dear John, I'm leaving. Uncontrolled high blood pressure is serious, and I can quit whenever I want. Why can't we get back to when you checked on me? I don't want to leave, but remember, when I quit, you quit. Sincerely, your heart.
Listen to your heart. Don't let it quit on you. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get yours to a healthy range today. Find out how at heart.org/bloodpressure. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, you guys couldn't hear me. Okay, we're back now. Sorry, my phone was accidentally on mute. So you think about why we are here, right? And what is the purpose of our life? Now, during commercial, in my opinion, I'm sitting here, I'm meditating, I'm like, okay, dear Father God, help these people to understand why they're here. Help these people, guardian angels, get the message, get a vision, get a connection, get a knowing of why we are here. And with you that are out there, I can feel your vibration. I can feel your energy, and I can feel movement of how things are starting to shake up just a tiny, teeny bit. But you only need a tiny, teeny little bit. You don't need a huge amount. You only need a little bit. And it's amazing. That tiny bit of movement is amazing. Why are you here? Why do you think you're here? What's your purpose? People ask me this all the time. Well, what's my purpose? Why am I here? Am I here to suffer? Am I here to struggle? And am I here to be subservient? Well, maybe I'm here just because it's a cruel game. And I'm like, what? I mean, the thing that people say, you know, I have to be honest with you, I become so shocked. And sometimes my mind kind of blows away because I cannot believe, I really, really can't believe how much that we really, truly believe more about negativity than we do believe about positive. It's amazing. It's absolutely spectacular, and it's amazing to me. So I really want people to wake up today. I want you guys to change your vibration, change your energy. Go to my website. I have a guided meditation CD. If there's anything that I can do for you today, go to my website. I have a guided meditation CD. The guided meditation CD or the Secret to Your Chakras little tiny little help book might just be the teeny tidbit of what you need to start creating the transformation that is necessary in your life today. My opinion, I know I can help you just by one phone call. Call in, call the number 916-930-0781, 916-930-0781. Call, and I can help transform you like that, like I do for many other people around the world. But if you're ready for that, then I'm telling you, life is only about awesomeness, happiness, harmony, love, and purpose that is amazing, amazing purpose. I have never met anyone on this planet whether I've communicated with them or not communicated with them, whether I've seen them on the street or in a coffee shop or at a grocery store or at a gas station or walking down, you know, in a park or something. I have never seen any person's life's purpose to be about suffering, trials and tribulations, all this negativity. When people tell me, is life just a cruel game? My heart breaks for them because I'm like, what makes these people think this? Why do people think that life is just a cruel game? How sad is that? And it is really sad because life is not a cruel game. Life is the farthest thing from a cruel game, farthest thing. Life is a gift, an absolutely spectacular, amazing gift. And all of us have a different gift, a different purpose, a different reason, a different intention. Everything is different with each and every one of us. But it's not cruel. We are the ones who allow ourselves to let the cruelty come into our space. We are the ones who allow negativity to come into our space. We are the ones who allow stress, burden, disease, disruption, all the negative, we allow it. Now, many of you are saying, what in the world? Like, what? How could that even be possible? That's insane. That's crazy. I would never want that suffering. Well, we do. We let it in many ways. I'm so sorry. My nose is so plugged today. We let it in many, many ways. Number one, how we let it in is we allow our worst fears to come true. Manifestation works both ways, guys. Hello? Hello, everyone that's listening? Manifestation works in all ways, not just positive, also negative. So when you manifest, like a client I spoke to 2 days ago, and you manifest, oh, my boyfriend's going to allow, you know, I know he's going to cheat on me. I know he's not going to be loyal. I know it. And I'm like, stop manifesting that. You need to change the vibration. You need to change the energy. He's being good. He loves you. Stop. And as she's manifesting it, she's telling her boyfriend, I know you're going to cheat on me. I know you're going to do it. And then he's like, I cannot live with you. Because you are constantly never, ever able to trust me. You are never letting me be myself. You're not giving me a chance to love you. You're constantly ridiculing me. You're always on my back. You're constantly condemning. You're constantly making me feel as though there's pressure. I mean, he said a lot more than that, but I'm saying it nicely. And then what does he do? Oh, I think you guys all figured it out. He finally sat there and said, well, if I'm going to be condemned to be called a two-time cheater, if I'm going to be condemned and being told that I want another woman, then guess what? I'm going to go sleep with all the women I want. Guess what? I'm done with this relationship and the hell with it. I'm out of here. And he did just that. And now she's devastated. And she's like, oh, my gosh, I knew my nightmare was going to come true. And I'm like, yeah, because you manifested it. You forced it. You forced your own misery to come into your life. How did she force her own misery to come into her life? Can anyone guess? Because she allowed that fear to eat at her. She allowed that fear to get under her skin and become a reality. She let all her energy that she had in that relationship, and it wasn't just with me. She would talk to her friends. She would talk to him. She would talk to every single person that was around her. Oh, my gosh, I'm so scared. Oh, my gosh, I'm so scared. Oh, my gosh, I'm so scared. Oh, my gosh, I know he's going to do this. He's going to fail. That's all she said. So eventually, I mean, you say it enough times, it's going to fail. Another example, I have a client. The woman always was healthy, and she had a vision. She had a knowing or a feeling, was her opinion. I know I'm going to be sick. I know I'm going to die young because I just know it. I know I'm going to be cheated, and I'm going to die young, and I'm going to be really sick. And she continuously believes and continuously puts that vibration, that energy out there, that she's going to be sick and she's going to die young. And I'm like, why? Why are we manifesting only evil? Why are we manifesting negativity and darkness and suffering and pain and just plain out misery? Why? Because we don't believe in ourselves? Because we don't think that we deserve happiness? Is it because we don't believe or think that we deserve to smile? Or is it because we are just so not lucky enough, or maybe we're just so negative ourselves that we don't think we deserve happiness? Maybe that's the thing. We're so messed up that we think we're meant to suffer, but we pretend we want happiness. We pretend we want to be good. We pretend we don't want to visualize or daydream about men. We pretend we don't want to be whores. We pretend we don't want to be drug dealers. We pretend we don't want all this evil. We don't want to be in gangs. We don't want negative. But we have to believe that all of us deserve happiness. None of us are here to suffer or have sadness. I'll talk to you in a moment after this commercial.
The Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Humanity Healing International is a small nonprofit with a big dream. Since 2007, HHI has been working tirelessly to bring help to communities with little or no hope. Our projects are not broad mandates, nor are they overnight solutions, but they bring the reassurance that no one is alone and that someone cares. To learn more, please visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hi, I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance, Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Are you in search of love? Now, when you hear the word love, do you think of a true, meaningful, instant connection with someone that makes you feel as though you've known them your whole life? The kind of connection that has a magnetic energy and a seamless fit to your thoughts and desires? The kind that cannot be anything other than your soulmate? If this is the kind of love that you've been searching for and think it'll never happen for you, stop. Your soulmate exists, and Tammy Adams can help you find them. Tammy Adams has been an intuitive life coach and spiritual healer for over 30 years. She's here to help you connect to your soulmate. If you think your soulmates don't exist, please do not be mistaken. Tammy is here to tell you that every single soul that has been created has a soulmate. Through her intuitive abilities, over the years, she has connected countless clients with their soulmates. For the first time ever, Tammy is making her soulmate program available to you. If you're tired of the heartache, if you're tired of searching, if you're tired of being lonely and constantly having this longing for that one person, then please call Tammy today and ask about her soulmate program. The number is 916-930-0781. Schedule your discovery session with Tammy to find out if this program is right for you. This program is exclusive to those who are ready to finally invest in themselves so that they can have a fulfilled life. In this moment, you have the opportunity to finally have love, passion, and joy. Don't hesitate in pursuing your happiness. So call today. That number again is 916-930-0781. God bless.
Hi, I'm Jimmy Buffett. Save the Manatee Club has helped to protect imperiled manatees and their aquatic habitat for decades, but there's still more work to be done. Threats from cold weather, red tides, pollution, and boat collisions continue to take their toll on the manatee. So let's work together to safeguard the manatees and the places they call home. Be the friend they need. Visit SaveTheManatee.org. Thank you.
Okay, so this is a great point. Like I was talking and getting very excited about talking about how people talk so much about the negative. But this is a great point. Is life just about us paying back karma? And I've heard this so many times. I'm like, when people tell me, well, I've had such a suffering life and I'm just meant to suffer and I have to be in this, you know, gang and blah, 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 and all these type of negative situations that I hear daily. And I tell them, that's not true. You're not here to suffer. That's not true. You're not here to die young. And that's not true. The person you're with doesn't want to cheat on you. It's just you're manifesting it. We manifest this negativity. So when people ask me, is life just about us paying back the karma? I have to say no. Because that's not the truth. Now, yes, karma is a very huge, massive, huge thing in our lives. Massive, huge thing. Absolutely. Karma is something that we are responsible for, and it is something that constantly comes up in our lives. That's a fact, okay? Not going to say that that's not true. But karma does not make us suffer. Karma is not about us really truly having unhappiness, tears, pain for the rest of our lives. That is not what karma is intended to do. Karma is about us allowing ourselves to be aware and to be connected to our energy. And we really truly connect karmically with the truth. We karmically connect with the energy of what we did wrong in our past, where we went wrong in our past lives. And if you don't believe in past lives, well, I believe in them 100%. I believe that past lives are such a gift, but there's a lot you can learn by opening up your mind and realizing that past lives are very real. And those messages and that information that is related to your karma from your past lives is constantly given to you through dreams, through visions, through messages from our guardian angels and our spirit guides. It's amazing. It's a gift. But what door do you want to open? You have to think about that. And when you think about what door do you want to open, think about the karma. Think about the energy that's associated with your past. And you know what's funny? So many of us don't realize that happiness is really not just meant for some people. It's meant for all of us. All of us. So help yourself to connect. Help yourself to really, truly connect to who you are. Let love, let happiness come by you knowing that doors can open. You know, let that happiness, let that love, let that amazing gift come into your life. Can we be happy? The answer will always, 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 always be yes. Always. Life is about happiness. Life is about gifts. Life is about wonderful, amazing, sharing stories, love, everything wonderful. That's what life is about. Don't let yourself be convinced or believe that life is not about that, because it is a gift. It is amazing. And so many of us can receive this gift and this blessing. So don't let yourself be lost, be hurt, you know, any of the negative. Really just let happiness come forward. Let your heart be filled with joy. Why do some of us have to go through the suffering? And why do some of us have so much happiness? Now, this is a good question, and I said that a little bit wrong, but what I'm saying is, why is it that some people are just born straight into suffering, and they're born with not happy parents, or they're born as foster children, or with no mother or father, or like someone who I'm working with, his mom passed away ever since he was six. You know, why is it some of us just have this automatic suffering, this struggle, this pain? And some of us just have all this wonderful, amazing, spectacular gifts of love and happiness and joy in our lives. Why is everyone so different? Now that I can associate to karma in some ways. But I also have to say the truth of the truth is we do truthfully choose our lives. We choose our lives. We choose that path. We choose that direction. We do that. We allow ourselves to look at where we can fit in the most. And if we were really super strong in our past life and we were really powerful and we had a lot of influence, or we were a healer or a messenger or a teacher, a mentor, whatever it was, maybe a seer, you know, we were gifted. We really truly come back with a very hard, very struggling, very difficult, complicated life. And we come back with this complicated, suffering, struggling life because we believe before we're born that we can help be a part of the transformation, that we can be a part of movement. It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing, in my opinion. And the truth is, some of us who are in this predicament and we allow ourselves to be a part of this, you know, struggling and suffering and you know, less fortunate situation at the beginning, we actually do transform and we actually do create huge amounts of movement and miraculous improvements. And we end up being this great example. Like, there's this lady who I saw in the magazine the other day, and she's this like huge, massive skier, and she's won awards, and she's in the Olympics, and she's just amazing. And that I was reading and I was looking, I was like, oh, wow, she's so young. She seems so happy. What's so special about her? Why are they just talking about her? I don't understand. So I'm looking, I'm hearing how, you know, she's won awards, this, that. And then, you know, that was just at a glance. Then I actually read just one paragraph and I saw the reason why she's so amazing. The reason why she's so spectacular is because she lost both her legs to cancer. And she didn't let that get her down. She's 16. And she, you know, has, you know, had the legs made for her. She has the, I don't know how to say it. I can't think of the word right now, but she has this very deep, this very extremely hard lesson that she has to go through at a young age. And what does she do? She holds her head up and she sits there and says, do you think that's going to stop me? I'm happy because I'm alive and I am not going to give up my favorite sport, skiing. And I am not going to in any way, shape or form say, oh, just because I lost my legs, I can't ski again. And she does it. And she is not just doing it. She's awesome at it. So why do we think, oh, poor me, I can't get anywhere. Oh, look, my life is so suffering. Oh, so struggling, so sad. All of us on this planet are truly meant to have a very fulfilled, a very purpose-felt, amazing, spectacular, filled with love, joy, happiness, celebration, life. I'll continue after this commercial.
Your soul with waves of consciousness on OM Times Radio. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive dedicated community.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How could you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
So we are back. So we do choose our lives. Now, how can we get to where we are meant to be? This is the bottom line of the point of today's show. How do we get to where we're meant to be? How do we allow ourselves to truly have happiness, to have success, to have harmony, to have peace, to have celebration? Plus, 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 much, much, much more. How? How do we do that? Well, one way, like I mentioned earlier, is you can go to my website, get the chakra book, or if you're interested, get the guided meditation CD. Work. work on healing yourself, work on focusing on truly manifesting movement within your heart, soul, and energy. Okay, that's number one. Number two, you can call me. I'm always open to helping people. That is something that makes me so very happy. Helping people, seeing people transform, seeing people truly move to a brighter, better place in their lives. So if you're interested in calling or want to go to my website, do not hesitate. Call 916-930-0781 or go to my website, asktammyadams.com. Asktammyadams.com. Very simple. Just get in touch with my assistant, call, try to find out how to connect, and we will be able to speak. Or if you can't connect with me, then I have other people that can help you as well. Doors are always meant to be opening, but 2017 is the most prominent, most amazing, most significant year, because this is the year of manifestation. If you want to manifest your soulmate, now is the time. If you want to manifest your purpose, now is the time. If you want to manifest success, now is the time. It is the time for transformation. It is the time for movement. No longer allow yourself or let yourself be a part of negativity. Let us focus on truly being a part of being in this world, being a part of this world filled with purpose, filled with happiness, filled with a reason. Let's focus on bringing that forward, right? Let's do that. Let's really be happy. Doors are opening, but we need to be a part of that opening. We need to be a part of that transformation. A lot of people don't believe that. They think it's just, well, it's all about luck and I need to work on my luck and, you know, very interesting. It really surprises me when I hear people say that. I'm like, really? You really believe that it's just about luck? Well, I mean, I know karma, like I mentioned earlier, has a lot to do with it. That's for sure. But it's more than luck, much more than luck. So let's focus. Let's focus on transforming and really bringing forward a different vibration. Let's do that, because I know if you want to have happiness, if you want to have joy, now is the time. And I know it is. It's something that I quite often, I know this sounds, you know, like I'm trying to be a fool of myself, but it's the truth. I'm not wrong. You know, this is my purpose. This is why I'm here. I'm here to help, to guide, teach, direct, and help people. So I know what I'm talking about. I know when I see that you have a purpose and you have a direction and doors can open. I know that it is 100% a fact, and it's amazing, and it's a gift, and it's wonderful, and it's going to happen. It's not a maybe. It's a for sure. If you listen, if you take the steps that are necessary to get yourself to where you need to be, don't let negative come in your space. How can you heal? How can you heal from the pain, from the past, from the negative, from the blockages? How can you heal? You need to focus on allowing yourself to realize where it all started. Connect with the knowing and the awareness, being aware of the complications and the problems. Be aware of the childhood, the lost memories, or if it's from your past life. Pay attention to the dreams and the messages that your guardian angels and spirit guides are trying to give you. Don't allow yourself to just ignore those and say, that was weird. Oh, wow. Okay, but I want to go there. A lot of people tell me that. Believe it or not, a lot of people tell me, they say, well, I remember a long time ago. Wow, yeah, that sounds familiar. Like years ago, I had this message and I had this dream that was constantly telling me you know, this and this and that. Or I saw this vision that was constantly giving to me. Or one time I saw this angel walking down the steps. I'll never forget that one. There was a client who told me she was at her cabin somewhere in the mountains, and she woke up to go get a glass of water in the middle of the night, and she saw a glowing light and an angel on the steps coming down, and she rubbed her eyes, and it was still there. Her angel was still there. And then she was like, wow, I must be going crazy. And she ignored it. She totally ignored it. She just sat there and said, oh, I'm just going crazy. And when I talked to her, and she came in for a session because she was referred, it was so funny. And we were talking about, you know, what her guardian angel was talking to me. Yes, I seen her. I talked to her. I went and I showed myself to her on the stairs one time. And I told her what her guardian angel said. And she just started laughing. And she goes, oh, my gosh, I thought I was going crazy. And she told me exactly what I expressed to you guys. I thought I was going crazy. I didn't know what was going on. I just ignored it. I just was like, oh, I must be, you know, losing my mind, or maybe I'm daydreaming this. And I just start laughing so hard. I was like, wow, we really are in denial. We are in such denial that God and our angels are real. We are constantly trying to convince ourselves that there is no such thing as really, truly having a guardian angel. There's no such thing as God or a higher power or a deep love. We're trying to convince ourselves that life is about logic and about something that you can only touch, see, or smell. It's hilarious. It makes me laugh because I realize how much we have allowed ourselves to be convinced or to be manipulated that life is really nothing special. Life is really for us to be here and live a robotic zombie life. And that is the farthest thing from the truth, the farthest thing from the truth. Can we all be happy? Absolutely, yes. Can we be completed? Can we complete our purpose in this lifetime? Absolutely, yes. Is this my last life? Well, I'm hoping to God in heaven that this is my last life, but I know it's probably not with my luck. But it might be your last life, and maybe that's why you have so many trials and tribulations. Maybe that's why you're cleaning up so much karma. Every one of us are different. Every single one of us are totally, completely, absolutely different. So is this your last life? It could be. What is life about? Life is about having a soulmate. Life is about having happiness. Life is about sharing joy. And truly celebrating the life that God has given us. The air, the trees, the morning, the night, the stars that glow at night. Life is about putting your arms around someone and truly sharing a special moment for always with your soulmate. Life is about being able to know what your gift is and eating, sleeping, and breathing and living that gift and sharing it with the world, whether it's an artist, whether it's a lawyer, whether it's a healer, whether it's a messenger, whether it's a nurse. It doesn't matter. Maybe it's just your purpose is to be here to represent love. And that's even more awesome, to be honest. Whatever it is, I can help you. That's what I do. That's why I'm here. That's why God created me. The angels brought me here to communicate with your guardian angels so that I can help guide and direct and help to teach and help you heal. What is life about? Life is about joy. Life is about an experience that will never stop giving. Life is a gift. When people ask me, what is life about? I tell them straight out, life is a gift. Life is a miracle. Have you ever watched how we are created and how at the very beginning of your creation, before you even became a fetus in your mother's womb, that there had to be an electrical spark in order to create you? An electrical spark within your body to create, to bring you to life. It is so magnificent. It is such a miracle. Let that miracle continue to give back and fill you in every way, shape, or form. God bless all of you. Until next time, I'm Sammy Adams. Bye.